Welcome back to the Social Club Podcast. I'm your host. You already know who it is. It's Kai. And I got my man Sean in the building. And I got my man, and I got a guest in the building. Got Unk, I mean, Steez, I mean, yeah.
What's good? What episode is this?
This is 21? This is episode 21.
Me thinks. Yeah. 21.
No, this is a short 21.
Alright, well, that's my favorite number.
That's weird.
21.
So. Is it really?
No.
What is your favorite
number? 13.
Oh, damn, you want to be like being on.
13, 93, and 400.
Why 400?
400. Yeah, because, I don't know, I just like the way that, I like the way the 4 looks to the, next to the 2 zeros. I like the way numbers look. It's like a symmetry thing for me sometimes.
I feel you. Sean, you got some favorite numbers?
24 and 8.
Okay.
Cool. What about you, Kai? You ever think about your favorite number?
Yeah. 9, 13, 18.
18 is a cool looking number, too.
Exactly.
Your favorite numbers are stupid.
You want my favorite numbers.
You're stupid.
You want my favorite number.
All right, yo. So as we get into things, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was cool, man. Cool with the fogo de chao. Ate good, you know what I mean? Hung out, watched movies, nigga. I can't really complain, you know.
I was high the whole time, so.
Told you.
What about you, Kai? How was it going back home, seeing La Familia?
Cool. Real, has had some nice family bonding experiences, you know what I'm saying? We built the gingerbread houses.
Oh, that's cute, man. Right?
Yeah. I don't like how you was home and you ain't caught nobody.
Yo, bro, I told you I was home. That's why I asked y'all what y'all was doing Friday and Saturday. But I had plans.
But you going to ask us and didn't even have plans?
Yo, no. Plans developed. Plans developed. So that's why I was just like, well, that's why I didn't respond. Because after that, plans had developed. So I was like, all right, well.
You know what? You're acting like Kai. You're not acting like somebody that I know. You're acting like Kai. I don't know who Kai is.
Look, man, dog. Look, I had things to do. And then I left Saturday morning, so.
I don't know who Kai is. Cool. This Kai person, I don't know about him.
I'll be back up there in like 3 weeks, yo.
He came to DC and he changed.
Yeah, yo, for the better.
He did. He got Brent. He got brand new.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Steez, for that one, bro.
No, don't thank me. Now your old friend's going to hate me.
No, man. Shit changed. Shit got real. My perspective has shifted.
Yeah, that's good, man. It's always about shifting perspective, man. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm coming down there and I'm embarrassing you. I'm letting you know that.
How are you going to embarrass me? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Do you got any juicy stories?
None that you need to know about.
Honestly, if you go back and listen to the old episodes, they all in there.
No, there's a lot more that didn't make the there's a lot more that did make the cut, man. I can write a book, to be honest.
If you listen to old episodes, they there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, my memoir is going to be so lit, yo. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be called Supreme Kai and the Yellow Starburst.
Nah, bro. It's not even going to be called that, bro.
Oh, my God. Why every black kid got a story about candy, nigga?
I don't have a story about candy. Niggas just judge me because I like Yellow Starburst. That's really it.
Oh, niggas, you don't like Yellow Starburst, Sean?
No. And Khalid sat and argued with people for like a good, like,
honestly, yo,
90 was, minutes about yeah, Yellow Starburst.
Yeah, it was, honestly, I was
90 was, minutes, I argued that's about a, Yellow Starburst.
This is a different story. I was kind of like just being the center of attention at that point. I was wilding. I was drawing. I was definitely drawing. I was like, all right, bro, I'm going to just go ahead. just get shit.
I was just looking at this nigga like, is it drugs?
No, everybody was just sitting around, just quiet and just not talking or saying nothing. I'm like, bro, this is boring.
So you, nigga, you randomly just said, I like Yellow Starburst.
Someone asked me about it. We started. I think Sean had like a bunch of candy on his table or something, and I was picking at the Yellow Starburst.
If I had to pick,
we was quiet. Nigga, we were all fucked up.
if I had to pick Star Wars Supremacy, it'd definitely be like red. I think pink would be at the bottom though.
Really?
Yeah. See, I think red and orange are tied for the bottom. I got yellow then pink.
Red and orange are tied for the bottom in terms of Starburst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because pink is second. I got yellow first. Right, what are the colors in that pack?
This nigga just said red and orange are tied for the bottom.
Yeah, I might give it the orange at the bottom. I like red more.
Like the red. I think orange might be like third if anything.
Now, orange might be the bottom.
Y'all don't like orange?
No, that shit is
trash. Orange might be the bottom.
Yellow is not fire. No,
it's like red, pink, yellow, orange.
Facts.
I think mine might go red, orange, pink, yellow.
Yeah, but you see how this turned into a discussion? Like, you see how it just turned into like some thing of everybody just like pitching.
Yeah, like this is how this nigga went on for fucking 90 minutes.
It wasn't 90 minutes. That's an exaggeration. It wasn't no damn 90 minutes. I would have got tired of it. My damn self talking about that. I just like,
I just remember being drunk and high, and y'all niggas was talking about Starburst. No, and I was ready to go to sleep.
I was in one room with it, and then I left outside, and they were like, "Oh, what y'all in there talking about? Sounds kind of wild in there." And I was like, "We just talking about Starburst, and I like the yellow ones." And then them niggas start going in on it, and I'm like, "All right, so honestly, it wasn't even my fault." But anyway, Sean, you had some Thanksgiving things you wanted to talk about.
Oh, I done seen way too many people. I thought that we as a community made a decision that we wasn't putting our Thanksgiving plates on social media.
No one got them.
Yeah. And it was just a lot of shit done wrong. So I want to know, what are some do's and don'ts for y'all niggas when it comes to Thanksgiving shit? Because like, I done seen people with like fucking box macaroni. We don't do that. You know, black people, we don't do fresh cranberry sauce. It's always from the can. Like, people was just getting it all wrong. All
right. Well, I don't think nobody's... Well, you probably didn't see, Sean, but I posted this picture I found of somebody's Thanksgiving plate, and it had like turkey neck on it, but it looked like a penis, and it went kind of viral.
Oh my god!
Dog. First of all, why are we eating turkey necks on Thanksgiving?
We don't do chitlins either. I've seen people eating chitlins on Thanksgiving. That's disgusting.
Chitlins are an abomination, and anybody who eats chitlins are still slaves.
Yeah, you got your mentality. It's why? What the? That's pig intestines, bro. That's disgusting.
My pappy eat booty noodles, and he be trying to force them shits on me.
Call them shits
noodles, them shits is disgusting. Right, and they stink the whole house. I've never, like, chitlins, niggas, like, they cook them, and you gotta clean them. Them shits still stink, and they still smell bad. No.
I've never had them. I wouldn't look forward to it. I'm good off of all of that, bro.
I eat some weird shit. Like, I eat all the shit to go bump in the dark. I eat possum and turtle and all that shit. But you will not get me to eat no damn booty noodles.
I can't get past
the smell. Nigga, my family country as hell.
Yeah. Booty noodles is wild. But what's a Thanksgiving? That's a big Thanksgiving.
No, I've seen people use the shredded cheese. Out the packs, them little like Johns that be just cut. And that shit just, you could tell by how it looks on the macaroni. Like, that shit just wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, with the macaroni and cheese, you have to use multiple different types of cheeses.
Exactly.
So you can't be using like just cheddar, because that's trash. No. Also, I don't know if this is traditional in black households, right? But what I do, as a nigga who watch a lot of cooking show, I mix something called it's called like a bechamel or some shit like that. Well, basically,
bechamel.
Sound fancy. Well, it's basically just like a cheese sauce you gotta pour in between the noodle when you cook it to solidify. I think a lot of niggas don't do that. You know, that's the milk, the cheese, the butter. You know what I'm saying? Make it real thick.
You make it like a roux.
Yeah, it's like a roux, basically. Yeah. And you put that in between the, you know what I'm saying? Now that's what takes it to the next level. You feel me?
Yeah, dog. Piggybacking off of what y'all was saying, bro. One of my pet peeves, and I avoid Instagram on certain holidays for sure, but Thanksgiving is definitely one of them. I get people want to like share something that day, but I don't need to see your plate. I don't need to see what you're eating. We all eating the same thing pretty fucking much.
Not me. I ate fuck like a child this year. Nigga. Yeah, yeah, I never want to cook Thanksgiving dinner again.
So you on restaurant time now?
See,
I think so.
If I'm not going to see the family, then yeah, I'm going out to eat somewhere. Like, that's fact, but.
And surprisingly, when I went to Fogo de Chao, it was like 50. It was packed. It was like a lot of people.
Because niggas ain't trying to cook, bro. Yo, why do all that when I could pay the same amount of money for this food right here
and be all right? Me and Phil was talking about next year, we're talking about hiring like a personal chef to make all our food for Thanksgiving.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
That would be some, that's
love. That's bullshit, bro.
Just save up for it. It couldn't be that much more, like $300.
Why do y'all think people do that though? Like, why do we all feel the need to share our food
because people be thinking they should be bussing, and people be having to take into effect that just because you think some shit is good, we don't think that shit good, and like they shit don't even be looking good.
It's the human condition that want to flex on niggas. Gotcha. Yeah, was that niggas be like, "Oh wow, look,
your grandma cooking look like shit, boy." I mean,
yeah, like that shit look bad. I don't even think I was ever the type to share a plate because I think it's weird when niggas take pictures of their food.
Yeah.
I only do that shit if I'm at a restaurant.
You don't say.
I only take pictures of my food when I'm like, if I made it for like myself and it looks really nice, or for myself and I like send it to y'all in a group message or some shit.
I'm not
posting that shit on Twitter. I'm not a chef.
Yeah, bro, I don't get it. And especially like you said, like some people's food just don't even be looking the best. But I mean, like, what are some other like do's and don'ts? Not even just talking about like food, right? But,
do's and don'ts.
Some do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Don't show up late. My cousin played himself. He decided that he said dinner was at 3:30, and my man's tried to pull up at 7:30.
Yo, why is it the thing that people cook that like food? I mean, I ate at like
why do niggas cook so early? Like, I don't get it.
Because niggas be making multiple stops.
That's one of my pet peeves. That's one of my pet peeves. Niggas who come up just to grab the plate.
I used to be that guy, but
that shit is so corny, nigga. Like, sit down. That's the thing that fried me about Thanksgiving. I don't even fuck with Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving food, on the grand scheme of like foods I would like to eat, are kind of mid.
Yeah,
turkey is mid. I like mashed potatoes. I like ham. I like gravy. Mac and cheese is good. Salad. Mac and cheese is good all the time, so like mac and cheese is not a Thanksgiving food. It's just a comfort food. Period. Yeah,
like the potato salad be busting all the time, bro.
Cranberry sauce is mid.
That
shit is actually trash. I'm not gonna lie. I don't eat cranberry sauce. Oh, I don't eat cranberry sauce.
One big nigger is two.
No. Listen. I will eat cranberry sauce. But when am I eating cranberry sauce other than Thanksgiving?
There's no need.
Exactly.
There's no need for
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of mid.
Niggas really only eat turkey in like bird form like that on Thanksgiving.
In bird form. Yeah.
That's what I'm because saying. Nice turkey is not even that fire unless it's a deli sandwich.
Yeah, man.
And personally, if I'm getting a turkey sandwich, it gotta be like jerk or pepper turkey.
Plain turkey.
It gotta be freaky turkey.
Yeah, it gotta be a little twist on it. I don't know, because for me, turkey is just so bland. Chicken is already bland to me, but like turkey is just so like.
I'm gonna make it a thing, yo. If you pull up, you gotta bring something. Can't just be showing up empty handed.
That's a pet peeve of mine too.
If there's anything,
what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I'm like, if there's anything I've learned since moving has been like, yo, never don't show up empty handed. Don't show up empty handed to anything, man.
What we used to do is what's my dream? So somebody in my chat asked me, what's my dream Thanksgiving meal? I don't know, bro. Me, my dream Thanksgiving meal would be a big ass steak, right?
I like that.
Like a tomahawk or like. It's like crazy. Some mashed potatoes and gravy. Some bomb ass greens. Just everything Thanksgiving but the turkey.
Sub the turkey for the steak?
Sub the turkey for a big ass steak. Or a big ass roast, like a like a braised short rib or some shit like that, man. Damn.
See, the main problem with Thanksgiving dinner is the fact that niggas get that shit 3 times a year. You eat Thanksgiving dinner on Easter. You eat that shit on Thanksgiving. And a Christmas, lot of people eat that shit on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not eating. We might get ham on Christmas, but yeah, I don't eat the turkey. I'm good off that.
I fuck with Christmas.
Like, outside of turkey, everything that you eat on Thanksgiving get recycled 3 times a year.
Right. How y'all feel about fried turkey?
Fried turkey, if it's done right, that shit bussin'.
I don't think I've ever really had it. Like the joint where they like dip it in the
When you fry it.
Yeah,
I haven't had duck.
Nah, I mean duck, yes, but like not like in the Thanksgiving sense. Like nah.
My pop be frying turkeys. That should be it.
Turkey could be fire. Having a nice little fried turkey might be fire. But another don't for me is
don't just randomly bring people with you. Let niggas know ahead of time.
Yeah, that's corny too. That'll just bring people. Yeah.
Nigga, that's for everything. You can't just be pulling up with people.
Sometimes. And even then, if I don't like them, don't bring them. Don't be bringing up lames, nigga.
I don't know no people that's bold enough to bring people I don't like around me, so.
I honestly don't know, because let me tell y'all a little fun fact about me. I don't even celebrate. Like, my family, my mom's side don't even celebrate Thanksgiving. Like, she a cook, but we don't really do the family shit. So as a young nigga, I had to go over my homie's house and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but now as an adult, I be going to Thanksgiving, but I already have, like, adult etiquette. So it's like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't really know. If that makes sense.
Hey, man, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of these things, man. But as long as everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving, that's what matters, man. Anything y'all thankful about before we move on?
I'm thankful for good friends. I'm thankful for progression in my life, staying focused. I'm thankful for, my loving partner. I'm thankful for the future, man.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Sean, what about you, man?
I am thankful for my family, my friends that have become family, and the fact that I genuinely don't have shit to worry about in life. Like, I don't struggle, I don't think about anything, I just live my life, and I don't allow things to bother me. I feel like I am in this space of unbotheredness, and it is lovely and it is beautiful. And I'm very thankful for that.
Glad. I'm loving that for y'all. I would say.
What about you? What are you thankful for, King?
I would say I'm thankful for progress. You know, forward progression. Even the little W's going forward. You know, the little W's here and there. Those matter. Thankful for my friends and family. You know what I mean? A certain someone, they know who they are.
Nigga, it's such a ball of corn.
You're so corny.
I'm just saying, yo, thankful for what individual is.
You talking about me?
No.
Oh. Yikes.
You wish. No, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for both of y'all too, man. Like I said, my friends that have become family, because I know y'all niggas for years, man. Damn. Who else? What else? You know? Thankful for clear mental health. You know what I mean? I really ain't have shit to worry about recently. And that's good, you know what I mean? When you get over a lot of old bullshit and you're looking forward and shit just looking like sunshine and rainbows.
Shit looking like anything is possible.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm reading Will Smith's book, bro.
All right, good topic. I've been wanting to ask about this shit too. What? Go ahead, bro.
No, it's a good book. I mean, granted, he being goofy, nigga, but you can't take away the fact he's one of the most successful actors of our generation.
That's very true. But why does he feel the need to tell us every L he takes? Every L, every individual thing, every story.
Because honestly, bro. He older now. He don't got shit to prove to us no more. He don't have no image to uphold. He just being him,
bro. Bro, there's a lot of things keep to yourself.
I think what it is, but he wants to. I might be, you know what I'm saying, off kilter here, but I think what he wants to do is he wants to really, like, he really wants to show niggas, like, you could be Will Smith and take these L's. Like, you shouldn't feel shitty about taking these L's, you know what I mean?
As if niggas didn't already know
that? Niggas don't know that. Niggas don't know that. Niggas are so, we're a little bit older, but imagine for, like, a 17-year-old, 20-year-old, what's the youngest nigga who probably watched Fresh Prince? Let's say 22. My little brother's watched Fresh Prince, right? Yeah. So a 22-year-old nigga with no elder guys, he the oldest, he watched Fresh Prince, he see Will Smith blowing up and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? He probably thought that nigga was, like, the one. But, you know, like, we all did, but, like, you get to see, like, this nigga is a human being. Yeah. I think I also feel bad for the nigga, but it does humanize him to an extent that I kind of do fuck with, you know?
Yeah.
That nigga going outside, you can't tell me nothing different.
Every story, I mean, I get what Steve's saying, but Sean, it's like, bro, every time I hear him in the news about something or see him in the news about something, 100%. it's him looking like a lame. It's him. Like the thing with what is it? I was disgusted by sex. I was having so much of it. I'm like, bro.
No, I said, I did preference that the shit is weird.
Yeah, bro.
It's a slippery slope. It'd be going from worse to worser.
Yeah, every time, bro. I'm tired of hearing about him and Jada in whatever bullshit that they have either been through or gone. It's every, like, when he said something about him pranking Jada by making her grandma watch a sex scene of her. I'm like,
That's one of them examples of famous people being bored. Them famous people is bored and they are telling us all their business and we did not need to know.
So if you was Will Smith right now, what would you do? Just stop talking?
Not even stop talking, but just, you don't have to tell me about your wins. I don't need to know about the loss. Like, if you're gonna hold on. If you're gonna tell me, sir, if you're gonna tell me losses, tell you don't have to tell me these kinds of losses. Like, you could tell me some bad business decisions you made or some bad family decisions you made. Maybe, like, oh, you know, man, I could have, you know, not showing up for, like, my son's game. You know, I got to be there a little bit more now. Something. I don't need to know, yeah, my wife was fucking five dudes and I was at the crib just crying. Like, I don't need to know that.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I see what you're saying. Like, I definitely see what you're saying.
Like, they say that the internet is not, like, your business is not, all your business is not for the internet. You know what I mean?
Right. But I can't say this, though. I say this. The book is good from what I read so far. And
What's something wild? What is something wild that we don't know?
I'm going to take your word.
His father was abusive as shit.
We know that.
Y'all do that?
Yeah, he talked about that already. He was abusing his mom and all this other stuff.
Yeah. So I'm only on chapter, like, 3. So,
did you pay for this book?
Did I pay for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. You could have just got the library app and downloaded that.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I feel like it's something I low key would read, but to see how wild it is. Like, just to.
I think it's more of supposed to be like an inspirational thing.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's kind of inspirational in a way, you know? Like,
people said that they don't want that Jada and Will love no damn more. That's just
me. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Mm-mm. Niggas ain't wanted that shit since the entanglement.
How y'all feel about polygamy?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and I'm good. Nah.
Y'all went with your two wives?
No, I'm cool. No, I'm straight. Yo, actually, funny enough, right? So I was watching this, journal on HBO called Scenes from a Marriage or something like that. Dope as hell too. I'm only on like the third or fourth episode of it. It's only like 5, but like in this joint, one of the couples is kind of like in that sense where it's like they both were just going off and just like fucking other people and all this other kind of stuff, but still were together. And then they had to deal with both of them falling in love with other people, but they're like still married. And it's just like shit like that is why I wouldn't do polygamy. Just random example.
I think my biggest problem with polygamy would be like you have to give two women equal amount of attention, and I'm a horrible multitasker. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine trying like y'all ever had like back in the day where y'all had like 7-8 girls y'all was talking to at once.
Yeah, shit is not the boo. Shit is not the way.
And you be like, damn, I can't.
Well, Sean be having multiple niggas.
Well, all I'm saying is, right, you don't have time to do shit.
Yeah, that's kind of.
But talk to these people.
Phone blowing up every. No, I hated the thing of my phone blowing up every five.
Imagine you out with a significant other, a little booting, and your phone just blowing up, and you got like.
It's the other shorty.
Oh my god, bro! Like that shit. So like, or imagine like, you like, you know what I'm saying, you doing the dude with the other shorty, right, or your partner, and the other partner is like, yo, why you nutting them fat? Like it ain't none of me.
Yo, it's crazy because somebody making that argument.
But the thing is that as he's speaking, I'm literally like his voice is so like it just zooms straight through to the end, and the only part I caught was how come you nutting her and ain't nutting me. Like, that was the worst place to come in at.
It's like, what?
But like, wouldn't that be crazy? Like, how do you
argue
that?
That's a conversation.
How do you defend yourself?
You're like, look, you see? And then the thing is, I feel like it just leads to, like, the Pandora's box of shit where it's like, oh, yeah. Now you got another girl. What does she want another dude? Now it's like, damn, now I got to deal with some other nigga fucking my girl. I'm not.
Well,
I don't have the. I don't have
I,
the
I have told mental women capacity. In the past. I told women in the past if that was the only way for me to get a three-way, that I would do it.
You wild. I'm not doing that. Nope.
I would do it. But that person would no longer be my significant other afterwards.
But you guys, would you let them know beforehand or would you tell them after the deed is already done?
It depends. I would definitely tell them after, though, knowing me.
You a sick nigga.
Yeah, I'm a sick nigga.
tell them, like, yeah, by the way, we breaking up now. What?
Especially if they like getting fucked, like, and they look like they liking it too much, like,
yo, you got some nigga named Jerome just beating like, your girl
like,
shit.
And I'm just looking at my girl get bust, like, you really fuck with that shit. Huh? Like, what is he doing that I'm not doing, right?
Yo.
When all of a sudden you hear a moan that you ain't never hear before.
Yo, what was that?
Yo, all I can think of is that scene from The Real World, yo, the Dave Chappelle joint, with he's busting his girl down. He just in the corner, just with the grill face, like, yo, that'd be me, bro. Like what you mean?
And then you wanna fuck with it, you probably actually like, dad, why was you moaning like that? She won't even know what you talking about.
No, because then it becomes a competition. Then you gonna be trying to bust down the girl you fucking hard, and then it,
bro,
what if
bro,
it don't
imagine,
work out. It's just
imagine
like,
you busting. Right, and then you actually did. You come too quick, and now that nigga just fucking your girl for like 2 hours, and you just sitting there on
holding it.
You sitting there on the wimp,
just holding it. You and the girl, you and other shorty just sitting there, just talking about shit, talking about life and shit,
and you just on the limp.
No, I don't have the mental or emotional capacity to deal with that shit, bro. As soon as it, like you said, as soon as that shit is over, I probably would be the petty person and be like, yeah, yo, you know we done, right?
Yeah, I have to because
that is why men deserve less.
Real rap, yo. As soon as not even that. Honestly, it might not even make it to her threesome. I might get mine out the way first and be like, yo, second thought. It was.
Oh, nice. Nah, that's petty. You got at least attempt.
Yo, I'm leaving I couldn't even be in the same room. I'd be like, yo, we might as well just break up. I'm not gonna enjoy this.
So would y'all prefer, if y'all had to do that, if y'all had life or death? Would it be a threesome with somebody you knew or somebody you met randomly?
I'd rather it be someone random because I could just never see that person again in my life. If I like, wait, what do you mean? Like my guy friend or like a girlfriend?
Guy friend. So if your girl was like, okay, you could pick one of my female friends. See, first of all, that's a slippery slope.
See?
Because if she was like, yo, I want to have a threesome, but it has to be but you have to pick one of my friends. I would be scared to pick.
But the thing is, because is she asking, like, yo, can I pick one of your friends? Because then I'm like, all right, bro, it seemed like you've been thinking about this for a while, if that's the case.
But then she can hit that one with you.
Yeah, but, yeah, see? How all this shit is so confused? Look, yo, I couldn't do it.
Because then I could see you being emotionally bruised if, like, she'd be like, all right, so I get to fuck one of your friends. And then you're going to be sitting there overanalyzing what friends she picked. How long she wanted to fuck this nigga.
Wow. All that shit.
And then you're going to be
this nigga fuck her before this? Then you're gonna be looking in this shit.
Have you already been fucking?
Then I gotta be looking for chemistry.
You're gonna be looking for chemistry in an interaction.
Like, yo, why you fucking my bitch like that?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my man's be like, yo, give her the worst dick possible. Make her never want you. And then watch him.
But you can't do that though, as the man. I couldn't do that. Like, if you was like, bro, you fuck shorty, give her champ dick. I'm gonna have to go harder.
Look, you gonna meet a man and be like, no, bro, I'm a beach. What's that little girl shit up, bro? No,
what's that little baby album harder than before?
Bro, I can't. Yo, no, man. See, all of this shit is why. Like, if I were to ever have a threesome, it'd have to be with two people I don't necessarily not know, but like it can't. I can't have any like affection towards them, like feelings or all of that. Like, it just has to be. This is just what it is, and we just gonna wrap.
See, I had a threesome situation with two friends. Like, we were all friends. We still friends now.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't do it, and I'm not having a threesome in a relationship. Period.
No, it's too bad.
But like, if I had to, it would absolutely be with somebody I don't know, because I don't want to have to deal with that shit again. But then, it's a slippery slope, because what if it was fucking and the shit was everything, and then you gotta monitor that interaction.
Like I said, you can be looking at your man is totally different afterwards. You can be like, yeah, honey, you fucked my girl, didn't you, huh? Like, and then you just gotta live with that. You gotta live with that forever until she's not your girl no more.
You gotta live with that nigga busting down your joint
and her enjoying it.
So, let's say, you and your girl have a threesome with another girl. Is it okay for that girl, for your girl to fuck other shorty without you around?
Say that again.
If you and your girl have a threesome with another girl,
yeah,
is it okay for your shorty, your girl, to fuck shorty?
No. Okay. No, because that's still cheating. What?
But y'all already y'all like
it's different. It's different when we're in like agreement to this kind of thing. Like, we like, this was the move we planned.
What if she asks you though?
And I'm gonna tell her no.
All right.
And if she still goes, then it's like, all right, bro.
If she still goes, then that's disrespectful.
Yeah, but I'm not. If you ask, I'm be like, nah. I'm like, that was a one time thing. I'm not asking you to go bust your friend down.
I'm not even gonna lie. Never mind. Let me not say that.
About to say, y'all both are actively in relationships. Y'all got to think about that shit.
Yo, we're about to be like Vlad and shit.
I was about to say something really spicy.
Look, man.
Yeah. All right. Go hear that podcast playback and get a nasty text message. Like, no, wait a minute.
Like, yo, I heard. I came out your mouth. Shit.
I don't got the energy for that one, yo, Captain.
All right, so not threesomes, but would you get your significant other's name tatted on you anywhere?
Fuck no.
Like, not at all? Fingers?
Absolutely not. Fuck no. Marriage?
I'm more creative.
If they die, I'll do it. I'll get something that resembles them. Like, I would never get a name.
Get you something to remind them? Like, oh, man. Yeah. Like, oh, Johnny used to like this.
I hope any girl that ever gets a tattoo of me, it has to be something bear-related, bear paw. A bear face, teddy bear, gummy bear, something like that.
Yeah, that way you could play that shit off and be like, just don't let it be a name. I couldn't do it. Nah. Like, nope, because then I gotta worry about getting that shit covered up when I break up with you.
Not when I break up with you, not you putting that shit into existence.
Yeah, man, bro. Because I'm gonna be like, you goofy as fuck. I'm like, why would you do that, shorty?
So why are you bringing that up, Kai?
Because Summer Walker did it, and I was very confused.
Woo! Then she got a nigga named Larry name tattooed.
With one R, bro.
Larry.
Bro, she really got poop for brain, bro.
However, and from what I hear about Larry's be accurate, I get it.
All right, relax.
But still.
What do you hear about Larry's?
All right, go ahead. Since he asked, go tell him because I know like where this is going.
I have never heard of a nigga named Larry with whack dick.
Oh, all right.
So, like, that's what I hear about every nigga named Larry. I hear every nigga named Larry got bomb dick and is big. So if I hear about Larry's is accurate, I understand why Summer Walker might have did that shit. But you can't do that after dropping a whole album basically saying fuck these niggas.
It was only fuck one nigga.
It was fuck London on the track.
It was, yeah, it was more so fuck
one. But you know what's so corny about that? London still produced on the track.
And still made bread. He made bread. Yo, he like, yo, you talking all this shit. I'm finna get paid off of this, yo. Go ahead.
Right.
Go off, sis.
The girl's an idiot.
Go off, sis. What else I do?
There's something seriously wrong with Spring Spencer.
Bro, she makes great music. Maybe that's just all where it all goes. It just goes to her music. Because she makes great music. I'll give her that. But these decisions and the thing, wasn't she the one that was eating food off of a dustpan?
She was bathing out of a bowl.
She was feeding her kids crushed up blueberries.
She's feeding that damn baby fucking bird seeds and chia seeds and tree bark. Pray for that damn child.
I need Summer Walker. I want Summer Walker to tap my name on her.
Yeah, she probably would, man. No.
Big tight tap.
The dude Larry said apparently he been here.
He said he not the new nigga.
Yeah, he said he been around.
And so that's the nigga she was cheating on with Summer
with London.
With London.
Yeah, man. Look,
London, Britain, Ireland.
That's the whole kill. The industry crazy. If I ever get on, never mind.
Hey, look, you gonna swap it out like Quavo?
Yeah, I'm gonna swap it out.
Hey, yo. Swap it
out like, you see the label, 93 the label.
Yo, bro, that's some bold. That's a bold response. People was like, "Oh, Quavo shouldn't have responded." I'm like, "Look, he kept it playing." He's like, oh, "Look, we can swap it out."
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of corny.
I'm like, bro, he's.
I'm gonna tell you why I was corny. Quavo about to be 40.
You are 36. How much longer are really you gonna 36? Keep doing shit like this?
Yo, he's 36.
Quavo gotta be like 40.
Right. Quavo about 30. He about 30.
Almost. He like, I'm 36. Oh, look, man. Yo, industry.
You're almost 40, which is the craziest shit in the world.
Look, he calmed down, though. I haven't heard Future do anything wild in a couple of years besides making
music. Quavo my age. I'm older than that nigga by like a week.
Damn, bro.
What? No, you ain't hear what Quavo said about, what Future said about Jada? He's like, he said something about like, I wanted Jada or some shit.
Lil Baby's baby mom?
Nah, like Will Smith.
Like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, look, man, shoot your shot, bro. Apparently.
Didn't that nigga make t-shirts with that shit on it, too?
Yeah. Look, bro, apparently anything be going down in the Pinkett Smith household, so.
Listen, I mean, Will Smith got to go through the rest of his life knowing August Alsina was fucking his old lady.
And they made a song about it.
Everything about that is wild.
That went off. And then did table talk.
Entanglement? No, I think he did the table talk and then he made the song.
The thing is, there's so many rumors about that young man. You let somebody's bottom top your wife, Will Smith.
Well, hold on. Oh, come on now. There hasn't been those. Has there really been? Has there really been?
Yes.
August Alsina getting his damn.
How you let somebody else's bottom top of your wife, Will Smith?
Damn, bro. What? Where did you hear that? What?
Nigga, it's rumors out here about all of niggas. Him, the nigga that be yodeling.
Trey Songz?
Yeah.
He said he be yodeling? I was really trying to figure that shit out. You really?
But the fact that he knew.
Yo, damn, Steve.
What, nigga? Because niggas make that joke.
I never heard niggas say Trey Songz.
Nigga.
Bro. I mean, he ain't the best singer. You know what I mean? I know.
He'll always have ready.
Yeah,
that's it.
He got a lot of joints. I'm not gonna lie.
We're not about to go into this because we already know where that Trey Songz shit start with.
No. All I'm saying. No. There's a whole story arc behind that shit, bro. But basically, yo, Trey, I will say, Trey Songz has a lot of good songs. I can admit that. Like, honestly,
I mean, his name is Trey Songz, bro.
Shut up.
The fact that when I first met this nigga, he would never have made a statement like that ever.
Never would have. Ever. I barely ever gave the nigga. He had some good songs, but it was never a thing of like me giving this nigga a chance.
And it's because back in the day, it was cool to hate on everybody the girls liked.
Something like that, bro. But look, all those
Trey Songz, take it, bitch.
That's
something we discuss off air.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Yeah, but that's just. But either way, man, it's hard to believe a lot of these niggas. I mean, I know they be doing wild shit. Like, I know they be doing wild shit. That's why I didn't know until recently that a lot of artists be having chicks sign NDAs. Like, this is a normal. Like, this, I thought
it was just like a special. 100% have a bitch sign an NDA. What are you talking about?
Yeah, bro, but it's, I didn't, that's the thing. I'm like, shit, man. That's.
You think it's too small. I'm having a bitch sign
as an NDA. As many of these niggas as I.
Come on.
These niggas be gay. And they be making these niggas sign NDAs.
God damn, bro.
Do you know the way the community went off when Odell Beckham got signed with the Rams?
Bro, stop coming. Please, yo. Why y'all doing that to my mans, bro?
Because he's sad about the fact that, like, him and Drake not together no more. Michael B. Jordan went and got a girlfriend on him. He acting out.
I don't like y'all, bro. I guess I'm disrespecting my man. He got a girl. He got a baby mom. He about to have a kid.
Well, you know how I feel white women are the gateway to homosexuality. You know how I feel about that.
Insane. And he said this.
You know, he like to get shit on, though. That's Odell Beckham.
All right, bro.
But no, that's what the girl. That's what no. A girl said that for the no jumper bitches.
Who be paying attention to them, dog? They just a bunch of goofy chicks, bro.
But I mean, bro, why would they lie about shitting on a nigga? That's not even sexy. Like,
I don't know.
Like, come on, bro.
You know you're gonna be on no jumper. You know all you gotta do is say some wild shit for that. But shit
that
to go
don't
viral.
Even make them look good.
Yeah. Hey, look, I peed on a nigga.
Like, I be thinking bitches don't be lying about, like, shit like that. When, like, when Shorty was like, I sucked the whole Bucks. What was it? The Suns? I sucked their whole nigga. She was not lying about it. She sucked
threw,
every
she
nigga
threw everybody under the bus with that one. I was like, damn.
She said, too, that Odell Beckham likes to get shit on.
Yo, imagine that's that not getting out about yourself, yo. Imagine that, like, that being your kink and that's what gets out. Like, yeah, bro, you like people taking shits on you, bro? Like,
that's a nasty kink.
Yo,
I've heard of worse.
Like?
Is this a PG-13 podcast?
No, it's not. Not in the slightest.
This is explicit, so we're not even going to even go there.
You can say one.
I promise you I can't. You're gonna look at me differently for knowing this shit.
Oh no. Okay. All right, yo. I'm gonna ask afterwards. I need to know. I'm too curious. I need to know. All right. Before we go any further, though, we can't not.
What's good, Jay?
We can't not bring up Virgil Abloh. I know this is like a mad crazy segue, but that's something we can't not bring up. One, at 41 years old, crazy. That's
man,
that's extremely. I thought he was a little bit older, but that's.
I could rant about Virgil forever. Dead ass an inspiration to me. As a designer, as an artist, I don't really know what else to say about the nigga. It's crazy, but first of all, he was Kanye's lackey for like 10 years, bro. Yeah. If you go back and look at all Ye photos, you'll see Virgil's just receding hairline,
receding hairline, just chilling
in the back, bro. And I remember I was like. I'm sorry, can I geek out real quick?
No, you can go ahead, bro.
All right, bye-bye. So I was like 16, bro, and I used to like buy XXL magazines and all that shit. And I was so obsessed with Ye. I wanted to know who everybody was around him. So like Ron Fest, Don C, Virgil. Who else was around there at that time? Ron Fest, Don C, Virgil, Consequence, like all them niggas. But I was like, yo, who are these niggas? So I would just look into them and just study these niggas, bro. And Virgil, y'all remember Bentrill, the brand, clothing brand?
Yeah.
Bro, so he made Bentrill. Then he made RSV. So you know how many, like, fucking how many fucking like fashion trends Virgil started. And then it's this thing, I have a theory, it's this thing called like the camp of Ye. So like it's like a whole bunch of niggas who are like creatives, like designers and shit that came from Ye. So you got like niggas like who made the leaks, who's like now the head designer of Dior. And you got niggas like Virgil, who became the head designer of Louis Vuitton. And you got niggas like Mark Kim, Mark Jones, who became the head designer of Balenciaga. Mm-hmm. All this shit, bro. And Virgil started all that shit, bro. He was the first nigga who gave these little niggas an opportunity, bro. Yeah. In the fashion world, bro.
Impact, man.
Niggas like Bloody Osiris and fucking Early Travis and all the covers he designed. All
right. aside from like the highly questionable Pop Smoke joint, because that, I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, see, the thing is, Virgil's never, he doesn't know how to use Photoshop, in my opinion. I don't think he knows how to.
He just click buttons and was like, all right, here we go.
I think he is more of a creative director type.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but
that two Virgils joke is still hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's so shitty, man. It's shitty.
I'm gonna keep it two Virgils with you. Like,
it's shitty. Niggas die from cancer. It's shitty that black men have to can't even fucking suffer in peace. We feel like we have to work. Yeah. So fucking, we have to work hard till our fucking in our deathbed till we die. I just think about like niggas like MF Doom and niggas like J Dilla and niggas like Chadwick Boseman. Them niggas can even enjoy, not even enjoy, but like be at peace with being sick. Yeah. Them niggas had to feel like they had to work.
I don't think it was feeling like they had to work, but more so wanting to accomplish as much as they could while they could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think white people feel like that, bro.
No, I don't. Even if they may not, because I'm trying to think of like anybody notable that's like died young from cancer. Like white, but just think about prevalent examples. Virgil, Chadwick, like just wanting. I can respect wanting to, like I said, just achieve as much as you could, you know, while you're still here. Not only that, but also wanting to put other people in positions as well, because you know he could have been battling with this for a long time, and then maybe that could be part of the reasons why he wanted to not only accomplish stuff for himself, but also put other people on as well. Put as many people on as he could, because it's like, yo, like leaving, wanting to leave something behind. You know what I mean?
I'm sad, bro. I don't think white people feel like that, bro. Yeah.
Like for black people, a lot of the whole black experience is based on legacy.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Like,
yeah. White people don't give a fuck.
I think he did as felt like he had to do all this shit before he died, bro. Like, I'm not saying like he didn't enjoy his life, but he couldn't really be sick.
Yeah.
And be at peace with the fact that like, damn nigga, I'm sick. I've done enough. I've done amazing shit. You know, that nigga just did a show a couple months ago.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like, it is. Yeah. I hope Kanye's doing all right.
I do hope Ye doing all right, man. You know, but you know, he probably thinks some stupid shit like, chill, oh yeah, he's home with God or something. I don't fucking know. Yeah.
I hope that's not the case. I hope he just takes some time, bro. He losing people close to him, man. So I guess like one of the things that I saw, and I don't know how this became like a weird argument online, of people like dealing with things in private. It's like people can't people thinking they're entitled to know these things about celebrities and all this other kind of stuff,
right? It's because like, we know every fucking thing else. It's like,
yeah, but feeling like you're entitled to it, like why didn't he tell us, like why, like man, like, you know,
well,
like,
we like, are naturally we're naturally entitled though. Like,
feel that the younger generation, our younger generation feels that
it,
way.
Well, you gotta think about it like this, bro. We know everything about niggas, every second, this drip feed, like, you know what I mean? So, like, something so impactful,
yeah,
niggas feel like they should know, you know? So, does it feel like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, bro. When Virgil passed, I was kind of sad, bro, with this, because, like, I don't know this nigga. I never met the nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, in terms of the fact of like just like a the nigga was impactful for black culture, bro.
Yeah.
And like nigga, it's like losing a pillar. It's like for me, I just have empathy for niggas, for like niggas who I don't know, like around like people who didn't know him that well. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I feel bad for like us losing a pillar in our culture.
Yeah, look, you can feel sad for just even like I felt sad when certain artists passed away, man. Like, you know, they had it, especially if they had an impact on you. And I mean, yeah. Like Sean likes to make fun of him even though I be telling him to stop, bro. Like, yo, like when X died,
that was extension cooler.
Relax, bro. That was a sad day, bro. I cried.
Baby, why nobody worried about extinct?
Nah, bro. He had a lot of music I related to. He still does a lot of music I related to, especially all the shit that I was dealing with at the time too, bro.
You so edgy.
Look, man, it was
sad girl shit.
Nah, bro, but that was it. And his music was one of those things. That was, you know what I mean, keeping shit together. And then sure enough, my man passed away, and I was just like, fuck, bro. Now what am I gonna do? Like, it's kind of like how people see Kid Cudi, bro.
For real?
Yeah. Yo, niggas will straight up tell you, like, Kid Cudi saved my life kind of thing.
Which is, I think, is a meme now, but whatever.
Why do you think it's a meme? Real quick, because I just saw the documentary, too. And it just,
I do, I think, when niggas say Kid Cudi saved my life is a meme.
Yeah.
Because what song Kid Cudi made that could have an impact on somebody's life like that?
Soundtrack to My Life.
Day and Night.
soundtrack to My Life is a perfect song,
bro. Okay, all right.
You don't like that?
I'm saying if you feel that way, all right. Damn, I just don't think the nigga's writing is not.
It's mid.
It's not nothing. Nice. I'm not saying mid, but It's not nothing that's like so compelling, like a fucking Roses or like a fucking Dear Mama or like fucking like some shit that like feels like it actually has some type of thought to it, or
yeah, look,
you know, but the best example, like a Sing About Me, like, you know, if a nigga cried to Sing About Me, you know what I mean, because maybe they had
Sing About Me is like
Grace Home, had like a sister that was a prostitute, or
yeah,
you know, some shit like that, like. Because it's prolific. I don't think Kid Cudi has written that prolific.
I think Soundtrack to My Life is one of those songs, bro. I think, like, just the things he was talking about in that shit is pretty dope. Like, it's kind of like... But you told me to give you a song. I'm not the biggest Kid Cudi fan, but...
Like, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. I just, like I said, I personally don't feel like there's nothing that prolific,
yeah,
in my opinion. But, you know, that's why I love music. It's subjective.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You grab it, any. Man, R.I.P. to Virgil, though.
Sean, do you think Kid Cudi saved your life?
Shut up. Look, man.
I need to know.
So, look.
Because I think that shit is a meme. Because now, I felt, when I first heard a few niggas say it, I was like, damn, niggas, you know, I get it.
Is it because of the amount of people that are saying it? Is that why you feel like it's a meme?
Yeah, because I just don't get how, like, so many people... We're touched by
this one. Yeah. Look, his humming, yo, he be humming on songs and he be kind of making them jokes go, bro.
No, we do not. What do you mean?
Yo, Through the Late Night?
I also hate Through that the Late Night? That shit is not tight.
Bro. That is a dope song. Yo, first of all, it's a dope song. And he was dope on the song. Like, man.
I love Cudi too, man.
He can rap, bro. He got bars.
I'm not going to hate on Cudi like I'm not a fan, but I just think that nigga is hyped to all hell now. Yeah. And he been making men. He only got one, two good albums.
Yeah, speeding bullet to whatever the fuck was trash.
Look, Man on the Moon and Man on the Moon 2 and a mixtape.
Yeah, I'd say even
niggas, that shit ass, bro.
Because Wizard wasn't good.
He got a song with Pop Smoke. Who fuck would you hear Kid Cudi and Pop Smoke?
Nobody.
Damn, bro.
Not no a fucking soul.
I gotta think. I gotta listen back to that song if that was one of them I liked. I know there was a couple of Jones on that new one I liked though.
I mean, yeah, he make good songs, but yeah. I just think he hype. I also think Travis saying that he inspired Travis. Travis full of shit. But that's neither here nor there.
But Travis has been saying that for the longest.
I think he's full of shit.
Damn, bro, he been saying that for years.
Yeah, and when he first said it, I was like, yeah, he full of shit.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, he full of shit.
Yeah, bro.
That's wild. You know what's fucked up, though? It's like, when niggas ask me my opinion about shit like this, it's like, I understand, but I'm also very conflicted because, like I said, that nigga Cuddy's not that prolific to me.
No, I feel you. Maybe it could be that, bro. Like it could just be the thing. Like, yo, it's overly gassed. It's like, bro, like we, like I get. It's like for you to hear a couple people say it is like cool, but for you to constantly hear it and see people say it all over.
Cuddy saved my life, bro.
Yeah, it's usually a lot of white people too.
Also, hey, Breeze from the eggs. Did y'all like Indica?
No.
I want to say, hold on. I gotta look at the track list for Indica.
That's the one with the fire. Background. Indica was cool. Indica was like, okay, he's getting back to his shit. He got that one song. He got that song everybody loved. I need to smoke. That song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. I like Cold Blooded.
Kai, do you like the album?
Yo, I'm looking at some of the songs on here. I'm like trying to think. I'm like. It's been a while since I've heard this album, bro. This shit came out, what, 2013? It's been
Bro, you know if you like the album, you remember if you liked it. If a nigga names an album I haven't heard in a while, I know if I like it or not.
No, I can't say that. I can't say that's always the case.
I mean, I could probably go back and like it differently and like it more.
Yeah, but like, you gotta be rebutted it a little bit.
But like, for the most part, if a nigga say, did you like the documentary about the game? I haven't heard that album in fucking 10 years, nigga. Yeah, I liked it when I was younger.
No, you know what I'm saying? No, I get that. I get that for sure. Like you would remember the more.
Yeah.
If it really hit.
But yeah. If a nigga like, did you like Blood Money by Mobb Deep? That's when they first signed the G-Unit.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was cool. You know?
Man, look. Where do we even go? How do we even get here?
Because he asked me, Kid Cudi saved my life.
Oh, yeah. Look, man, you know what's not gonna save my life?
What?
These ticket prices, bro. I'm gonna work on these segues.
These ticket prices are crazy.
Bro, I just recently saw Kanye and Drake are doing the Larry Hoover concert. You know, ceasefire. I'm glad they're cool again. Maybe I don't know if this is a fit, if this is a sham or not.
Big Larry put his foot down. That was like, look, y'all niggas.
No, Jay Prince put his foot down.
It was a mixture. No. Big Larry made the call to Big Jay Prince.
He's like, get these niggas cool, bro.
And then Jay Prince put his foot down. And shit got back into order.
Bro, they are trying to charge people like $7,000.
Dub, thanks for the motherfucking sub. My bad, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Sean, they trying to charge niggas $7,000 for a ticket for this concert.
$7K is
absolutely not
crazy
for a Drake and Kanye concert. Let me go double check this too.
$7,000, man. How y'all feel about? All right, let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the very beginning. Can we talk about how this nigga Kanye was reading off his phone like he got in trouble?
Yeah. Wait, what, him at the, like, hey, guys.
Yeah. and this nigga Jay Prince is looking straight at the camera.
Like, tell him. Like, now, tell him what you wrote. Tell him what I told you to write. Bro, hold on real quick. They're $7,499 a piece.
Do you think this concert is worth $7,000?
Hell no.
This concert might be worth $7,000.
And this was tweeted by Academic.
This concert might be worth $7,000.
A Drake and Kanye concert?
Now let me tell you.
Let me tell you why, bro.
This is the equivalent of like Biggie and Tupac rapping together.
$7,500.
How much do you think a Biggie and Tupac concert would have went for back in the day?
How long do you think that concert would have been?
That's not what I'm asking.
No. But how long? If you're paying $7,500, how long do you want that concert to be?
I want them to do every song they ever made in their life.
everything. I need. I need. I need everything. I need old Ye. I need new. Yo, he could switch fucking costumes if he wants in between. I need, like, period. Like, I'm not paying seven. I'm not paying $7,500 for.
But $7,500 was for two tickets, though.
No. It said academic says this is $700. It was a $7,500 piece.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Piece
like $14,000.
Yeah, for you and your boo to go see Drake and Kanye for 2 hours.
And the concert gonna be longer than 2 hours,
bro. They both gonna get like an hour and a half, hour forty-five set.
The question is, you think it's gonna be sold out?
Yo, if it's sold out,
how many millionaires exist? How many millionaires have children, and how many millionaires' children like Kanye and Drake, and or Drake?
So I'm looking. You're right. My bad. That is. I see something that says nosebleed seats range from $200 to $1,250.
Yes, that's on the floor.
Yeah, that's not even on the floor. That might be like bottom end, but still, I'm not paying I mean, if you're paying $1,000, that's still a lot, bro.
I'm saying this might be the biggest concert of all time, brother.
Like it might. I need special guests. I need like yo, like Sean. Who would you pay that kind of money to go see?
Beyonce.
Sam,
yeah. I don't know about that.
That makes sense though.
I see.
Now, the thing is, I went and saw Beyonce, and I paid $100 for the ticket. And that shit was still like an outer body experience. I feel like if I see Beyonce like up close and personal, Mark, for real, that shit'll probably change my life.
I need a Hove concert. I need him to have special guests.
For 700, I need the Glow in the Dark tour all over again. I need NERD. I need Ye. I need Rihanna. I need Lupe Fiasco.
That's crazy.
That was a tour.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. Like that was a tour.
What the fuck, man? I can't believe that was. I was so stupid and young and broke.
Hey, look, yo. If there's one concert I regret not going to, because I know we all have, but like,
the chat is telling me niggas are reselling Spider-Man No Way Home tickets for $25,000 right now.
Premiere tickets, probably. Or are they like?
Are they premiere tickets, chat, or are they just regular dig?
That's it. This movie not even out yet, and people are buying tickets and reselling them. Yo, it might be a couple of days. If I don't get to see it day one, which I'm trying to see it day one, because I saw every other Marvel movie day one.
You ain't see Eternals day one.
Yeah, that mid ass movie. Well, that's a different story. But no, I'm not. No. Resellers losing their mind. I'm gonna say yeah. Resellers losing their fucking mind. If that's
all right, but think about this though. Think about how much money you make, right? Let's say you go to the Ye and Drake concert. You buy the merch, flip the merch.
You gotta sell air. You gotta sell air from the concert too. You gotta do that. Niggas do that.
Nah. Think about just how much the merch would go for.
Yeah, that would be insane itself.
You'll probably make your money back.
Yeah, be like, damn, bro. You
flip if you it. Buy enough merch, yeah. You probably gotta go there with like a nice little. You probably gotta go there with like.
What if they charge them $100 for every shirt?
That's what I'm saying. You got to go there, bro. At least 85.
Damn, bro.
8,500.
Flip your shit.
Go there with 85. You come out. You come up, nigga.
Yo, if whoever goes to see this concert, if anybody ever does, please. I just want to see the video. I want to catch a stream.
You think they're going to stream it?
I hope so. They're probably going to make you pay for the stream, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they made you pay for the stream.
I pay for the stream.
Yeah, it depends. You can go ahead. We can go in on it. That means split it 4, 5, 10 ways.
Bro, they ain't gonna make us pay that much for this trip. Do you? All right, the biggest question is: do you think this concert is gonna free Larry Hoover?
Hell no.
Fuck yeah, no.
Not.
Hell no. This is something cute for niggas to do for them to get bread to put on his books. No. No. No.
Yeah, it's not gonna free Larry. I mean, it might though. It might. You know, Kamala Harris, the president right now.
What has she done?
She sick.
Cause that has been the thing. That has been the thing that she's kind of just been there to just be there. Like she's just like a not a figurehead, but kind of like a hey, there's a woman in office.
Yeah, she just, you know, she's just a figurehead, right? That's what it's called, figurehead.
Yeah. But okay, and on to this to the next though. Are y'all watching the Grammys? Y'all gonna be watching the Grammys? Paying attention to them at all, any kind of way?
The Grammys, yeah, I wanna see who wins.
I'm gonna watch it for engagement.
I want Tyler to win Rap Album of the Year.
I think he will.
I want
Whoa, my bad.
Doja Cat to win any category that's not rap.
No, because Doja don't need to be winning all R&B.
Whoa. I wouldn't be mad at it.
If she wins a rap category,
So honestly, I think she's more pop than anything. I think she does.
But you remember when niggas was trying to argue me, talk about that she raps. I'm not saying she don't rap, nigga.
Yeah, no, I'd say she. I'm pretty sure in that argument, I said she's more pop than anything. Like
I definitely say she's a singer rapper, not a rapper singer.
No, she's definitely a singer rapper. But I think
there's a difference.
She's more in the pocket. But I wouldn't be surprised or mad if she won an R&B award. Like
I'll open the nominees.
She don't deserve none of them R&B. None of them R&B joints over Jasmine Sullivan.
Hold on, I got you, bro.
I want you to know Jasmine's not winning a Grammy this year. Yeah,
I know she's not, but I'm saying she doesn't deserve an award, though. That's shady.
She won a Soul Train Award, bro.
She's not winning, no. Is Lizzo winning a Grammy?
Is Lizzo nominated for
anything? Actually, Doja Cat's not nominated for any R&B Grammy.
It's all rap.
Fucking Justin Bieber nominated for fucking R&B awards.
Here we go, right?
Features out in Georgia.
We'll start with best rap song, right? So you got J. Cole, 21 Savage, and Murray, My Life.
You already know which one I'm picking.
Yo, they got Kanye West and Jay-Z, Jail. They got Family Ties, Baby Keem, and Kendrick Lamar. That's gonna be
I actually want that to win, low-key. Yeah.
Best Friend, Doja Cat, and Sweetie. I don't like that song, so no. I think that's Sweetie's song. I don't think that's Doja Cat's song.
It's definitely Sweetie's song.
Sweetie
is nominated for a Grammy?
For Best New Artist. What the fuck?
Not too much on Sawate.
Bro, that's so random.
She nominated let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a quick question. And Sean, as you being part of the LGBT community, do you feel like they just nominating Lil Nas X off the strength?
Nah, because the project was actually good.
Project was actually good, but like the amount of nominations he has, he has like 8, right? Or 6.
Bro, we gotta get to some point where like these award shows where they're like, people are, I don't say like forcing it, but like you see certain names on everything. Like it's like certain people are going to be there. Like you know Billie Eilish is going to be nominated. You know her is going to be nominated. Ed Sheeran. Like I don't, all these people that are, not saying that they don't deserve it, but there's like in certain categories, it's like how the hell is this nominated for a Grammy? Like
why is Phineas nominated for Best New Artist? Like he hasn't been making music for like...
Because now he's like out of the spot, out of his sister's on, so now he's got to be on. It's kind of like when they gave Chance Best New Artist, even though he was making music for 5 years, you know, or when they gave Meg Best New Artist. And
Chat is saying that Lil Nas X is the biggest artist right now.
That's Cap.
Who's the biggest artist? Not Lil Nas X.
Right now.
Right now.
Who?
You still gotta give it to Drake. I'll even say Adele right now is probably the biggest.
Not even.
I can say Adele, not
Drake.
Drake is what?
Drake is the biggest artist in rap.
No, I think he's still one of the biggest artists. Period.
Adele sold 839K first week.
But we're talking about bigger artists than Lil Nas X. That was the question.
If you talk about stream wise, Ed Sheeran is higher than Drake. I think Drake is
I'm not saying third. I'm not arguing that. All I'm saying is that he's a bigger artist than Lil Nas X. Someone said Lil Nas X is the biggest artist right now. And I'm
not like, right no. now. Drake is bigger. I mean Lil Nas X is bigger than Drake.
Certified.
It is.
I don't know, man.
Let me say this. I feel like
Drake's album has cooled down.
Drake's biggest downfall is the fact that he makes rap music predominantly.
Yeah.
Because I said predominantly because it's harder for him to.
If he made more pop music, he'd be lit.
Yeah, it's harder for him to be multi. But I feel like Drake's problem is, and this is Drake's biggest thing, is like he wants to be the best rapper.
Yeah.
You know? You can't really want to be the best rapper and be the biggest pop artist.
I'm gonna go through this list. I'm gonna go try to speed through the rest of this list, right? Different categories. We only gonna do the ones that matter to us.
You gotta do record of the year.
Yo, all right, I'm starting from the bottom and then we'll get to the bigger ones. So you got best melodic rap performance, which is a thing, I guess.
I hate that, but yeah, I get it.
So you got J. Cole and Lil Baby, Pride is the Devil. Damn, bless you.
Thank you, bro.
You got Doja Cat, Need to Know. You got Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow, Industry Baby. Tyler, the Creator, What's Your Name? And then you got Hurricane by Kanye West, The Baby and Lil Baby. I said The Baby. Lil Baby and The Weeknd. Honestly, I wouldn't be mad if Doja Cat won this. I would want J. Cole or Tyler to win this.
Best melodic, so I want What's Your Name. I would love for YoungBoy to get a Grammy.
Yeah,
Ratio, you fell off.
Yeah,
that's between Doja. It's gonna be between Doja Cat and Lil Nas X.
Yeah, Doja. Yeah, no, Tyler. No, I can see Tyler because that album is really good and it's been getting awards all over the place. I can see that winning too.
It's good, but then you also
Tyler,
gotta look
is Tyler like, performing at the Grammys?
I gotta look.
If he is, he's about to win that. Yeah. He's about to win something, maybe two.
Who else? Best rap performance. You got Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar, Family Ties. Cardi B, Up. I don't. J. Cole, 21 Savage, My Life. Way Too Sexy with Drake. And then Thought Shit with Megan Thee Stallion. That's best rap performance.
Best rap performance.
Cardi B gonna get that.
I really don't want that to happen. I'm not saying
Family,
really don't, but
Family Ties would be nice.
I would want Family Ties or Way Too Sexy.
It's gonna be Cardi.
It's gonna be Cardi. Okay, honestly, it's gonna be Cardi or Megan.
Can I say something about Way Too Sexy?
What?
It's not that tight.
The song will go off in the club, bro.
Niggas, I've been really trying to make myself like that song. I just can't.
Bro. I don't think you can just listen to it on the regular. I think you have to be like I think I would only be able to listen to that shit really in like the club.
Yeah, I mean it does go off in the club, but it just don't really. I don't know. It just don't do it for me.
I think that'll go as much as I want Drake or J. Cole or Baby Keem to win it. I think it's gonna be between Meg and Cardi B because
it's gonna be one of the girls.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
I hope that shit don't win.
I'd rather Cardi B win it.
I'd rather Cardi B win 100% too.
Best R&B album: Snow Allegra, John Batiste, Leon Bridges, Her, and Jasmine Sullivan.
I have to listen to John Baptiste because niggas have been sucking him for like the last forever years.
Yeah, he's dope, man. He's definitely dope.
If I was gonna pick one, it's gonna be Jasmine. I think Jasmine had the best all around album out of the five.
Yeah.
If Summer dropped her album earlier, it should be on this list.
Yeah,
she'll probably win.
I think it'll be between probably because I could see her winning it just off the strength.
Her is the Grammy baby. They love her.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be between her and Jasmine.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Snow, but that's because I like Snow.
Yeah,
Snow. You don't get that little white woman out of here.
Bro, she's Snow Egyptian. Album.
Snow album was my favorite R&B, female R&B album. Like, well,
nigga, you talking about she Egyptian. She's spicy white.
She's spicy white.
She is mayonnaise with sand in it.
Nigga, Egypt is in Africa.
I'm not saying that she's. Would you count Egyptians as white people?
No, I wouldn't. It's in Africa.
I mean, there's white people in Africa.
Yeah, but I mean, but not originally.
Yeah. Best progressive R&B album. I didn't know that was a thing, really.
Progressive? What the fuck that mean? Yeah. Like the insurance?
Yo, Masego's album.
That's like Masego and
if I hear Masego get
nominated for something else, his scatting ass is it's not even that.
His voice sound like what Go-Go sound like.
Like trash.
First of all, you have to.
You, like trash? Yo, you, yo. That's a good one, Sean.
You dirty nigga. Don't ever compare Mistego scatting ass.
Sound like pots and pans? Sound like pots and pans is clash?
Wait, it sound like pots. Yeah. But why y'all
air high like, five.
But what does Philly music sound like?
Like real shit.
Huh? Sound like freeway.
Yeah,
it do sound like freeway.
It sound like BD Siegel.
It sound like dip. It sound like dip and crack.
Anyway, bro.
It's like crack.
Yo, and all, depression. All I'm saying is if Masego has, I don't know how many, has he been nominated for this album already? Because I feel like I've heard Studying Abroad the like for like nine, the
who
ninth
cares,
time.
Man? Bro. Who else is in this category, man? I like Masego. I like a few Masego songs.
Terrace.
But he got to stop scatting.
He got to give us a new album because, or a new project because I feel like he's given us Study Abroad nine times.
This is the deluxe,
bro. But yeah, the deluxe of the deluxe of the Study Abroad extended edition of the extended stay. Yo, Terrace Martin.
I like Terrace Martin.
Yeah. Lucky Day, Table for Two was dope. I don't
Lucky
know.
Lucky Day, cool.
I don't know who Hiatus Coyote is.
Oh, I fuck with Hiatus Coyote.
You don't know who Hiatus Coyote is?
That little Asian, that Asian woman be singing like shit. She Asian, she white.
Yo, if somebody got a link, send it.
She Asian or white?
Send it to me. I don't know about the.
Now I'm asking Sean.
I honestly don't even know.
She might be white. She look white.
She
fire.
She is.
They're fire.
She is Australian, so I believe that probably makes her like Samoan.
Samoan.
Yeah,
Samoans not white.
They're Aborigine.
Yeah.
No, hold on. There's Samoans in Australia too, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm saying like
I don't think they call Samoans.
The brown, no, but like them brown, those brown people in Australia, they're like native Australians.
Yeah, Aborigine. Yeah, they get treated like shit.
Yeah. But yes, that is so. Yeah, she's that.
They're fire. They're fire. You should check them out. Who else is on? I'm there.
Oh, it's a group.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh my bad.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
a band. All right. So you got that. You got Corey Henry and you got Eric Bellinger.
I'm here for Eric Bellinger getting nominated for.
Yeah.
Yes. How Eric Bellinger getting nominated?
I like. I want Lucky Day to win it.
Lucky Day, but Masego probably the industry has been wanting us to love Masego for like 10 years now. So.
Yeah, trying.
Okay. All right, man. Okay, yes, give Masego a Grammy. Woo.
Best R&B song, Her for Damage, SZA for Good Days. I already want that to win. Giveon, Heartbreak Anniversary, Silk Sonic, Heartbreak. Leave the Door Open, and Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings. I'll give that between SZA and Jasmine. Hey.
Guys, we know what's winning. Let's not be. Let's not.
We already know. Leave the Door Open is winning that award.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say it's gonna be them or her.
No, it's 135% Silk Sonic.
Look,
it's going to Silk Sonic.
Bro, SZA's Good Days is a fucking amazing
song.
SZA's
a great song.
And Jasmine Sullivan's Pick Up Your Feelings.
Bro,
crazy.
if you in a category, if you're not white and you in a category with Silk Sonic, it is a wrap.
Sweep.
Call it a rap.
But why did they did these like subcategories? So now there's best traditional R&B performance. So they had there's best R&B performance and best traditional R&B performance. What the fuck?
I get it because music is niggas be genre bending so much nowadays. So I get it.
So you got Lucky Day and Yeba, Her. You got Leon Bridges and Robert Glasper. Okay, for Born Again. BJ the Kid, Bring It On Home, and John Batiste, I Need You. I haven't heard
none of those songs.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of these songs, but I know Lucky Day and Yeba are dope, so they're going to get my vote.
I haven't heard none. Yeah, let's go. I go with Lucky Day.
Sean?
Yeah, I'm going to get at the Lucky Day, too.
All right. Best R&B performance, Snow Allegra, Lost You, Justin Bieber, Daniel Caesar, Giveon, Peaches. It's probably going to go to that.
That's a great song. I can't hate on
it. It's not R&B, yo.
Hold on. Yeah, it's really not. It's pop.
When my nigga Giveon say, I got my pieces. I mean, my nigga Daniel Caesar say, I got my pieces. Now then,
No, it's a pop song. You got her, Damage, Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open, Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings. It's going to be between Justin and Silk, even though Justin doesn't need and shouldn't be in this category.
I low key want.
It's gonna go with that.
I low key want Justin Bieber to win, so I can hit some. So my man Daniel Caesar can walk up there and get his Grammy.
No, no.
After
no.
people canceled him?
No.
Yeah, I want
no,
to get
his
Grammy.
He gonna talk shit. He gonna be like, oh, I thought y'all could cancel me, huh?
Y'all thought
that's even worse. Because he got his Grammy, he got his Grammy off a white nigga. That's
so
even
what?
Worse.
So yo, what? He got his peaches out in Georgia.
Yo, that'd be some that would really be some shit. No. Like, yeah, y'all cancel me. Now I'm up here.
Y'all can't
Grammy.
Cancel me. And then he hit that note and then walk off the stage. That'd all be right.
Here, hold on, we got some. Now we got some sauce. Yo, best rap album: J. Cole, Drake, Nas, Tyler, Kanye.
Bro, I'm not gonna cap.
It's gonna be Tyler.
I love Certified Lover Boy, and Don did so much more now that there's no more hype around him.
Yeah.
Anymore. J. Cole is not winning that.
No.
Nas albums are sleepy.
But he won for King's Disease, the first one. He won a Grammy.
Bro, you like that song with 5EO, Foreign, and ASAP Ferg?
I like some of the songs. I can't say I like the whole album. I can't say
I don't think Hit-Boy is a good producer, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah,
I think it'll go to Tyler, because Call If You Get Lost is definitely top five rap albums of the year.
Agreed.
Sure.
Agreed.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went to Donda or Drake. Or I wouldn't be mad at anybody winning this category. Like, I like everybody. Nah. I wouldn't be mad. Except
the only album I listen to on this is Don.
Is Don? I would tell you, check out Call Me If You Get Lost. This is it's a really great project.
Call
it's
Me
a
If You
really
Get Lost.
Good album.
No, I don't listen to rap music.
No, it's that's a good album. Like to check out of all those.
You don't like What's Your Name? That's a great song. It make you a YoungBoy fan.
Yeah, he killed that shit.
I almost cried listening to that joint. What's good, Swim?
Yo,
we just talking about albums, nigga.
Yo, best new artist. Because now we on the more important three categories.
Who's best new artist?
Aruj Aftab.
Okay, who that?
I don't know. Let's see, Aruj Aftab. It's a girl.
Okay. Don't care. Go ahead.
And she makes jazz and she's Pakistani.
Okay.
We do not care.
Jimmy
Allen.
Okay.
Baby Keem.
Yeah.
Phineas.
I hope Baby Keem win.
Glass Animals. Japanese Breakfast. What? The Kid LAROI? Okay, maybe.
The Kid LAROI? That'd be cool.
Arlo Parks? I don't know. Olivia Rodrigo?
You know she was on Disney Channel show?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And then Saweetie.
They're giving it to the white girl. I mean, excuse me, the little Rodriguez.
It might be Olivia Rodrigo. It's going to be her or Phineas.
It's going to the Rodriguez girl.
I guarantee it.
Know how much it would eat if Sweetie won that joint?
Yo, oh my God. Yo, bro. I'm never watching the Grammys again after that.
She hasn't even dropped the album. Have y'all realized that?
No.
She's still popping.
And her songs be trash.
That's her type, nigga. That's her type.
Bro, when I tell you, if she wins Best New Artist, I can't trust anybody on the Grammy board. I can't.
My nigga Baby Keem said, ain't shit changed, man, fucking and rapping. But whatever.
I would love for Baby Keem. That would be a shock to me, Baby Keem won.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Song of the Year. You got Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. That's not even like one of the better songs on his album. Alicia Keys. I didn't even know she put out a song. And Brandy
Chung. I even listen to Ed Sheeran.
Because Ed Sheeran is dope. Don't disrespect my man. All
right, respect.
Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License. I don't think I've heard like any songs from her.
I had never. I literally typed in her name because I kept hearing it. And I was like, I am never going to click on this album.
Oh, damn. All
right, I'm never going to open it and look at songs.
Bruh. You got Her, Fight For You. Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever. I still feel like I've never really sat and fully listened to a Billie Eilish song.
And I never will, bro. I don't give a fuck.
She got some bops. Bobby Eilish got a few cute songs.
I just think Billie Eilish, I just don't like pop music. It just sounds so
it's pop music,
fake.
A lot of it sounds very forced and orchestrated.
The only pop music I can listen to is like Ariana Grande, and that's because she can sing really well.
Hell yeah.
And it makes me not really feel like I'm listening to pop. I'm just listening. It gives me like Christina Aguilera vibes and shit.
Bobby Eyelash song Lost Cause, that's about.
They got a Doja Cat and SZA, Kiss Me More. I like that.
Why? I like that song.
Because it's a good song.
Why? Good pop song.
It's a, No. You got Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open. If, yo, honestly, yo, Leave the Door Open might sweep, every category, bro. That's
winning. Leave the Door Open winning.
Yeah, you got Lil Nas X, Montero, Call Me By Your Name. Peaches by Justin Bieber.
That might win.
And then Brandi Carlile, Right on Time. I think Silk Sonic. I want Doja to win. I want Doja
Peaches
to win.
Might win. Doja might win.
Lil Nas X.
I want my niece to win it.
Who, Lil Nas X?
Yes, I want my niece to win it.
The fact that he's nominated for so many shit is tight, though. I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah.
Yes, niece.
We got Album of the Year, right? Ooh. It's the last category. We Are by Jon Batiste. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Love for Sale. Justin Bieber, Justice. Doja Cat, Planet Her. There's my vote. Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever. Her, Back on My Mind. Lil Nas X, Montero. Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. Taylor Swift, Evermore. And Kanye West, Donda. I hope it goes to Donda or Doja Cat.
Donda, I hope it goes to my niece or Donda.
Donda would be fire.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Donda getting it though, because Donda was like,
I don't want Sour to win. I think Sour is a.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I'm surprised that it just came out, because I'm gonna say I'm surprised that Silk Sonic's album isn't on there.
Yes, yeah, I just thought about that too. I was like, oh, it probably came out too late.
Yes.
Yeah, so Kanye wins, they gotta play the Donda chant when he go to get his award.
Donda.
I hate y'all.
They gotta play that.
Yeah,
one of the most annoying things on that album, bro. I give it to.
I mean, I don't want. If Doja Cat win, that'd be cool. I guess Thug will win a Grammy because he on the album.
Yeah, that's very. Yo, actually, that's the cool thing. I guess I can say they're doing about it is that everybody who was involved gets a Grammy.
They always did that. That's not new.
No, but I think they were for sure making it like a thing this year. Like they make sure they even credit them and all, like through all the. In all the categories, like I'm looking at like a plain list that I had to make, but like the real list is like it shows, like it would say like We Are by Jon Batiste, and it would show everybody involved in the damn thing, and it's like all of these people. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, let's take that. Shout out the engineers and mixers and that shit.
Yeah, everybody getting some recognition. But like I said, I have a problem. I'm really gonna have a problem with Sweetie wins Best New Artist. I'm not gonna lie, that's gonna blow me.
That's my best friend.
I really don't understand why she got a Grammy nod. I don't know.
Maybe. She got two, brother.
Yeah, it's... Man, I don't know. Queen. So she confused.
And her butt fat.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here?
Nah.
So you got anything on your mind, man?
Say no to booty noodles. Stop eating chitlins, y'all.
Stop eating chitlins.
Yeah, please, don't do that to your kids either. Like, just because your parents did it to you doesn't mean you need to pass that shit on.
Oh, I got
some. No more booty noodles.
Yeah, what you got, bro?
So I was reading this Bible verse, and it really touched me. It said, "Ain't shit changed, man, fucking and rapping. Too bad hoes, yeah, Cartier glasses. Your bitch got pornography habits. Give me that bitch, but sir." And it touched me. And I just had to share it. And I had to share that with you guys.
Say, please get him out of here. had to say anything. I appreciate Steve for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me, bro. If you ever need me to fill again, you know.
Man, I wanted to have you on with the four of us, but shout out my man Joe. I don't even know if we can share that yet.
Shout out my man Joe and
yeah, that's all.
Shout out my man Joe.
Yeah. Like oh yeah, man. We're like, yeah, bro. Great.
Shout out, bruv, man.
Yeah.
So, the UK boy.
Yeah. Shout out the bruv.
Shout out the UK bruv, man.
Yeah. Bruv Daddy.
But all right, boys. We'll holler at y'all later.
Thank y'all.